verse number 8 of Micah chapter 3. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Here's the thing. Preaching that doesn't preach on sin lacks power. He said, I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment. But here's the thing. You preach judgment today, and what do you hear all day long? Don't judge. Right? Judge not. Judge not. Right? Right? Judge not. They just keep repeating that as their mantra. And it just doesn't make any sense, my friend, because by their attitude of just, oh, well, no one can judge. We can't judge. How dare you judge? Jesus said not to judge. I mean, next time I go to court, that's what I'm going to tell the judge. I'm going to be like, I'm offended by your name. I mean, you're a judge? Judge not! I mean, think about how dumb that is. Or what about this? How about this? I go out and do some reckless driving and get pulled over by the police and just tell them, hey, don't judge. Are you, hey, he that is without sin among you, let him write me a ticket. You know what I mean? Or why don't my children tell me next time I'm going to give them a spanking and they say, well, wait a minute, are you without sin, Dad? Well, then you can't judge me. Only God can judge me, Dad. You think that's going to work when my toddler tells me that? Only God can judge me. But I got a news flash for you. The Bible doesn't say don't judge. The Bible says, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is on thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Oh, but that's too many big words. That's too complicated. I go, judge not, judge not, judge not. Sorry to confuse you with the whole passage. When it tells you to make sure that you're not a hypocrite, that you first get the beam out of your own eye, and then he doesn't say, and then leave the mote in your brother's eye. He says, no, then you'll see clearly to remove the mote out of your brother's eye. So we are to judge our brother, but we're to first make sure that we're not being a hypocrite. Make sure that we have our house in order and that we aren't living in a glass house throwing stones. That's what the Bible actually teaches. Jesus said, judge not after the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Amen.
The Bible says that we're going to judge angels.
Yeah.
How much more things that pertain to this life?
Yeah.
If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge that are least esteemed in the church. I speak this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one, that shall be able to judge between his brethren? What about when Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5, when he heard the common report about the young man that was taken in fornication, and he said, well, I've already judged.
Yeah.
As though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. I've already judged. Oh, how dare you, Paul. You're so judgmental. Judge not. It's ridiculous. It's a nonsensical. I mean, you know what it means to judge? It means to make a decision. It means to have an opinion. So basically, if we're just supposed to not judge, then we're just supposed to just go through life with no opinion about anything. You know, oh, you're murdering? I'm not, who am I to judge? I mean, that's what, I mean, they asked Pope Francis, what about the homos? Well, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? Oh, I can't judge. Well, just murder, adultery, rape, pillaging, burning down the city. Well, who am I to judge? I mean, think about how ridiculous this is. It's nonsense.
Yes.
But this is the mantra of people who want to live in sin. This is their mantra.
Yep.
Judge not, judge not, judge not, judge not. Now listen, I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. None of us is perfect, right? But then people will try to say, oh, because you're not perfect, you can't judge anything.
Right.
Because you're not perfect, you can't preach the word of God. Well, then no one can preach and no one can judge. We need to close the service and go home and never have an opinion again. It doesn't make any sense, folks. It's a perversion of what's being taught in Scripture.